Hello, Polk County Democrats. It is great to be with you. I'm Rob Hoag, a state senator from Cedar Rapids and the first new Democratic leader in the Iowa Senate in 20 years, and I'm excited to be with you tonight. Like you, I don't like what that man is doing to our country. It is a recurring nightmare, but I'm focused on what's happening in our state legislature as the Senate Democratic leader, and unfortunately, it's a recurring nightmare too. And I'm going to get to the nightmare in just a minute, but let's not live based on our nightmares. So I want to start by thanking your great Democratic contingent for Polk County and the Iowa State Senate, Chaz Allen, Tony Bisignano, Nate Bolton, Matt McCoy, and Janet Peterson. They're a great group, one-fourth of my caucus. And Polk County, I need you to help me add to that by beating Jack Whitver in Ankeny in 2018. Are you going to do it? And you have great state representatives, too. Thank you, Representative Hunter. And I just want to warn people, a little repetition is okay because it's a form of education. But I want to thank you for sending John Forbes, Ruth Ann Gaines, Akeo Abdul-Samad, Marty Anderson, Brian Meyer, Joe Oldson, and Rick Olson to the Iowa House from Polk County. And I want to point out that in Polk County, you can pick up 6 of the 10 seats we need to get back to the majority in the Iowa House. Are you going to do it? So let me tell you that Iowa Senate Democrats are ready to get Iowa going again. We need to get Iowa going. We support broad prosperity and more opportunity for all Iowans. We believe in fiscally responsible government that promotes better paying jobs with good benefits for all workers. We support a stronger economy that works for all Iowans. We believe we should have the best schools in the country, better than Minnesota, and more affordable college and job training. We believe in safe, healthy, vibrant, and growing communities across our state. We believe in clean drinking water and protection of our natural resources to support a stronger economy, especially in rural areas, and to leave a legacy for the environment and future generations. That's what we believe. Now, in this room, we all know why we need to get Iowa going again. Because after 6.5 years of the Branstad-Reynolds administration, Iowa ain't going forward. Its budget is a mess. Their budget is a mess. Not because of a national or global recession, but because of their bad budgeting decisions and their failure to create jobs and raise family incomes as they promised. That's why we're in the mess. Minnesota's budget is not in a mess. They have a $1.65 billion surplus because of the great work of Governor Dayton. Our state is in a mess because of the failure of the Branstad-Reynolds administration to get the job done and to fulfill their promises. Rather than create jobs and raise family income, the Branstad-Reynolds administration and Republicans in the legislature attacked workers. They gutted workers' rights for the 180,000 public service workers who serve our communities. Teachers, firefighters, police officers, social workers, sanitation workers, and so many more. They took away workers' compensation from injured workers, all injured workers. They rejected Buy American and prevailing wage requirements for local road projects. They voted to reduce the minimum wage for 86,000 Iowans, including right here in Polk County. That's wrong. They shortchanged Iowa's schools again. They cut our community colleges and our universities. Did you know that state funding for the University of Iowa and Iowa State University is the lowest it's been since 1998? If you are a freshman at Iowa or Iowa State, you are getting less support today than at any time in your lifetime, despite more students and despite inflation. That's wrong. Republicans hurt people with disabilities in our economy by cutting vocational rehabilitation funding. They actually cut water quality funding. Remember all the noise about how they're going to do something on water quality? They actually cut water quality funding by taking away $4 million from the REAP program and cutting the CRP program, eliminating the Watershed Improvement Review program, and cutting the Iowa Flood Center by $300,000. They attacked women and families. They took away access to Planned Parenthood for birth control and cancer screenings, spending more than $3 million to try to replace what Planned Parenthood did. They cut funding for the two remaining mental health institutions in our state. They cut funding to help survivors of sexual assault and domestic abuse by 26%. Republicans cut funding by over $10 million for field investigations for child abuse and elder abuse. Despite all the work that Senator McCoy and Senator Peterson did this year to show how we had already lost 1,135 DHS employees since Branstad and Reynolds came into office in 2011, and how that is endangering our children and our seniors. All of this that I've talked about hurts urban Iowa and rural Iowa alike. It hurts urban Iowa and rural Iowa when Republicans cut our safety net. It hurts urban Iowa and rural Iowa when they cut investment in healthcare like their $66 million cut to hospitals across this state. It hurts urban Iowa and rural Iowa when they cut investment in clean water and natural resources. It hurts urban Iowa and rural Iowa when they shortchange our schools, jeopardizing schools across our state. And they did nothing. Republicans did not do a single thing this year to address the fact that over 70 counties in Iowa have lost population, not because of the farm crisis of the 1980s, but just since Branstad and Reynolds came back into office in 2011. That's terrible. So, a few more points. It wasn't all bad news, because with your help, we were able to stop some things from happening. It was, as I told the press, an extraordinarily horrible session. But with your help, we stopped some things. Do you remember when Governor Branstad and Ken Reiser proposed ending licensing for professions? Their war on worker was not just against labor unions, it was against all workers. So speech pathologists under attack, respiratory therapists under attack, massage therapists, hairstylists, dietitians, athletic trainers, interior designers, funeral directors, social workers, mental health counselors, family counselors, they wanted to take away licensing for all of those professions. But Iowans spoke up, and we said that we thought education and training were good things for workers. We said that consumer protection was important, and we stopped that attack on those professions. Good job, Iowa. With your help, we stopped their so-called personhood bill that would ban all abortions and common forms of birth control. Good job, Iowa. With your help, we stopped their proposal for a partisan takeover of the judicial nominating process. Thank you, Iowa. With your help, we stopped their proposal to reinstate the death penalty. With your help, we stopped their proposals, get this, by the Republican state senator who got his business degree from Sizzler University. We stopped two of his proposals, one for mandatory video recordings of all classrooms, and the other for a partisan test for employment at our community colleges and our universities. We stopped it. And with your help, we stopped their proposal to dismantle the Des Moines Waterworks and take away the rights of Polk County voters to decide that issue. We stopped it. Good job, Polk County. Three more things I want your help this week to do. By the way, you should all have it in your cell phone. Program it in 515-281-5211. That's the governor's office. 515 281-5211. I don't see people pulling their phones out. 515-281-5211. I have three things I want you to help us stop still this week. First, legislative Republicans are so beholden to corporate agriculture that they actually took away funding for the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State and passed legislation to close it. It's a center that has helped create new industries like Iowa's wine industry and our local foods movement and our farmers markets. So, call Governor Branstad at 515-281-5211 and ask him to veto the closing of the Leopold Center. I think we can do it. Number two, legislative Republicans are so opposed to children's health care, despite the great work of Janet Peterson and Tony Bisignano on the floor, but they are so opposed to children's health care that they said, we don't want our tax forms to ask about children's health care anymore, even though last year 100 kids got covered because of it. Well, that's House File 625. Governor Branstad hasn't signed it yet. So what do? 515-281-5211 and ask him to veto that. Veto House File 625. And third, despite cut after cut after cut after cut to education, public safety, health and human services, natural resources, all those things we care about, legislative Republicans thought it was a priority to provide $150,000 so that Lieutenant Governor Reynolds could move her office from one end of the governor's chambers to another. And I want you to call 515-281-5211 and ask him to veto that money. All right. Well, so all across this state, you heard Representative Hunter talk about it. Iowans are getting engaged as citizens more than ever before. And you know, like I know, that Republicans set out this year to bust unions. But guess what they did in the process? They helped revitalize democracy in this state. And are we going to help unions get recertified this year? Yes, we are. We're going to help them. And you know that Republicans set out this year to suppress the vote. And it's so much more than a voter ID. We actually, Senator Allen and others, we actually provided, if you just want an ID, here's an ID requirement that would have worked. But that's not what they wanted. They want to actually suppress the vote. They reduced absentee voting from a 40-day window down to 19 days. They created other new government barriers that is going to make it harder, not just for the 86,000 Iowans who don't have an ID to vote, but for all of us to vote, right? But you know what they did in the process when they did that? They actually helped revitalize democracy in Iowa, and we are as committed as ever to helping Iowans vote. We Democrats know that the solutions to our problems are not less participation, it's more participation. Whether it's the economy or education or healthcare or clean water, we need more citizens to participate. Your friends, your family, your neighbors, so we can work together to solve our problems. And with your help, we're going to get Iowa going again. And here's how we're going to do it. We're not going to complain about each other on social media. Stop that. Just stop it right now. It's a waste of time. Don't do it. And as much as I'd like to do this, we're not going to mope around the backyard and regret what might have been. We're not going to do it. And Democrats, are we going to wait until September or October of 2018 to get involved? No. No. It starts now. We need a summer of citizenship in 2017. We're going to reach out and keep reaching out. We're going to listen and we're going to keep listening. We're going to educate and we're going to keep educating. We're going to empower people. You can do it and keep empowering people. We're going to organize and keep organizing, and we're going to unite and keep uniting, because we need to get Iowa going forward again. And with your help, we're going to take back the Iowa House. And with your help, we're going to take back the Iowa Senate. And with your help, we're going to take back the governorship. And with your help, we're going to take back Congress. And with your help, in 2020, we're going to take back the presidency before that man destroys our country, our democracy, and our future. Thank you very much.